better. Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still to come, we've got to get into the juror that we were able to speak to outside of the Occupy trial that happened in Manchester over the last couple of days. Daryl and I were there. There were a few people there from Manchester and Keene, and we've come out to support the occupiers who were being charged with criminal trespass, a Class A misdemeanor version of criminal trespass, meaning they were facing up to a year in jail and up to, I think, $1,200 in fines for the horrible crime of peaceably assembling in a public park after 11 o'clock at night.
Yes.
And they were convicted. The jury of their so-called peers found them guilty. And the sentencing was, it wasn't so bad, I guess. I didn't expect it to be too terrible. I've seen this judge sentence people before, and he seems to go pretty easy on activists. Ademo, for instance, from copblock.org, was sentenced by the same judge. Ademo was convicted of 3 felony counts of wiretapping and had already been a felon. And, he was a felon from a past conviction on a drug charge. And so despite being a felon, this guy, he could have been put in jail for prison for 21 years or up to 21 years for these wiretapping charges. This judge gave him a 90-day sentence in the jail. So, and he suspended some time as well. So he could have been much nastier to Ademo, and he wasn't. So given that the 3 people in the Occupy movement had never been to jail before, never been convicted of anything before, I felt like they weren't really facing any real threat of jail time. And indeed, the judge did come down with a 10-day jail sentence deferred. And that means that it's put off and it won't happen if they do 90 hours of community service. That's 90 hours each, not 90 hours total. There's 3 of the defendants. So each one of them has to do 90 hours. Then that 10-day sentence, they will not have to serve it. And that 10-day sentence is then suspended for a year at that point, meaning it's sort of hanging over their head. If they get convicted of some other misdemeanor or felony in that, or major motor vehicle violation in that period of time, then they could bring that 10-day sentence back down and they could serve it at that point. But if they don't do anything within the next year or so, they should be all right as far as jail time is concerned.
Yes.
Now, the real tragedy of this this trial was the jury, as usual. The defense attorney was the head of the ACLU. I mean, certainly a competent attorney. You would want to have the ACLU on your side if you were in a case like this. But that didn't help them. The jury found them guilty. They believed that the city ordinance about a park curfew was more important to them than the Constitution.
They actually believed that the city ordinance is what keeps the world from collapsing and people raping and murdering at will.
Even though the city ordinance, as you pointed out, didn't exist before 1971.
Yes.
And I don't think they had.
And that was pointed out by the prosecutor.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone who agrees with all the laws. I mean, I know there are people out there who say, well, it's the law, so you just got to do it. But when it comes to changing laws, most people are open to that. It just surprises me that jurors wouldn't be able to see past this. They wouldn't be able to see past that game where, oh, if you let this one slide, then we're going to have to let all the murderers out of the jail.
Yeah. I don't understand why they don't have whatever it takes to really do the right thing in these cases, but they don't. The only time I've ever seen a jury do the right thing personally was in Greenfield, Massachusetts, when Pete and Ademo were down there being charged with wiretapping. They were found not guilty, and that's because there was one guy on that jury who was willing to stand his ground. He voted not guilty the first time that they took a vote, and he continued to stand firm on that and actually persuaded everyone else on the jury to go with him. So if you're on a jury and you believe that you want to use jury nullification, which, by the way, was front and center in this case. I don't think we mentioned that in the first hour of the show. Jury nullification was absolutely made crystal clear to the jury. It was explained more than once during the trial.
So every side.
Right. They knew they had the right to nullify this. In fact, when we talked to this juror, as you'll hear in this interview, she was aware of what jury nullification was. She just chose not to. She and the rest of the jury chose that we need to enforce the law.
Do you think, how often did Occupy New Hampshire, or just the term Occupy, that movement, come up in the trial? I mean, was...
Repeatedly.
Could it be that the jury is just like, I don't like those occupiers?
Absolutely. Absolutely, it could be that.
I wondered that myself.
Yeah. So, let's get to the audio, shall we? We're outside the courthouse. The jury has rendered their verdict. After they render their verdict, they go back in their little juror chambers. And in this case, it was right around lunchtime, so the judge actually let them have lunch before they left. So that's why it took a little while. We were waiting outside probably for a good half hour, at least, before they actually left the building. And I've made a habit out of this ever since 2011, I think it was, when maybe it was even 2010. Yeah. Whenever it was. 2011, I think, when I had my first jury trial. It wasn't for me. It was for Jim Johnson. It was the first one I'd attended for an activist. And that was the first time that I had gotten an interview with a juror after the fact. It was also a criminal trespass case. In this case, it was the trespass of 12 that were arrested at the jail here in Keene for basically walking around the jail, which was also a ridiculous group of arrests and a nonsense case. But the jury found him guilty. So I wanted to know why. And I stood out front of the courthouse and asked jurors if they would be willing to talk to me on camera. And lo and behold, one of them was actually willing to do that. From that point until today, I've been to several jury trials, and I've never once been able to get another person to say yes, even though I've offered them cash. The first guy I got, I didn't have to pay him. I didn't even think to offer cash. Later on, after I realized that people are saying no to these interviews, I figured, well, let's offer them more money than they get for a day of being a juror. Because if you ever sit on a jury, you don't get squat from the state as far as, you know, a daily pay for being a juror. I think it's in New Hampshire, I think it's $15. That barely covers...
An hour?
No, for the whole day.
They don't even charge you minimum wage, their own sanctioned minimum?
You get a crappy lunch.
Oh, my God.
The judge was joking today about how the lunch was going to be lobster.
I would order the lobster.
Yeah.
You get a choice, and I would order the lobster.
No, they got some sub. And so you get like a $5 lunch, and you get $15 a stipend. That's barely
incredible.
Covers the gasoline that it takes, you know, to get to court for some of these people who are coming in from towns outside of Manchester. So, anyway, we're outside. The jurors start to come out. I had been around front of the building. I was getting interviews with Barbara Keshen, the ACLU attorney. We have our two-way radio, so you keyed up, Daryl, to let me know that they were coming out. You were back there with your camera, but you were on the one side of the building. They'd seen you over there with their video cameras, so they let them out the other door on the other side, and they had guards accompanying the jurors as well, so they could walk them to their cars.
The two jurors that walked my way had two bailiffs. Accompanying them. So essentially there was one bailiff or cop for every juror that was being walked out of the building.
Right. To protect them from
you. They brought the jury out half at a time. 7 and 7.
So I came back around, and as I was walking around the side, I encountered one of the jurors, and I asked her I did not have my camera on at this point. I asked her if she was willing to do an interview, and she said, "We're not talking." So it sounded to me like there was some sort of decision made about them. And I asked her, "Were you told not to talk to us?" And she shook her head, and she kept walking. And so eventually, the other jurors came out. You said there were the two groups. So the other group came out, and I also asked them. At this point, I offered, I was offering them a $20 bill. Actually, I was offering $10, and you had a $20 I'd given you. You were offering them $20, and just trying to get someone to say yes.
You would think if they were proud of their decision, if they felt like they did the right thing, they would be like, "I have something to say. Today I upheld justice for all of New Hampshire."
Yeah. Not only would they do it if they were proud of what they did, you would think, but also, you know, $20 for 5 minutes isn't a bad offer, considering you just got paid $15 for a full day of sitting in a courthouse.
I know. Who's your friend?
Exactly. So the idea is, let's offer them a decent amount of money for a very small, short interview. Well, none of them wanted to do it.
At first.
Right, at first. And then there was one lady who was sitting in her SUV. We approached her a second time after everyone else had left the area.
All the peer pressure's gone.
Yeah, more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 22nd, 2013. Gold opens this morning at 16:10:50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.50.87, $8.25.44 for a half ounce, or $4.12.72 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.50.87, $8.25.44, and $4.12.72.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. We're talking about the Occupy trials, the Trespassive 3 from Occupy New Hampshire, convicted today, guilty. by a jury of their so-called peers, a group of sad, obedient people who would do whatever the state asked them to do. Actually, according to this juror that we're going to play the interview from here, she says half the jury would have convicted Gandhi and Martin Luther King. So we'll get to that interview here in moments. Want to make sure you know about food.freetalklive.com. Look, emergencies happen. They're guaranteed to happen at some point in your life. It's one thing you can count on is uncertainty. And you don't know what it's going to be. Maybe it's going to be some sort of natural disaster. Maybe a blackout. Maybe you'll be unemployed. So who knows? Fiscal collapse could be anything. But regardless of what the situation is, it's always a good thing to have stored food on hand. Something that's easy to prepare, something that can feed your whole family, or if you're single, just you. The Legacy Premium brand, or your friends or your neighbors, the Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for less than $1.50 per meal. These things can last 25 years.
Without preservatives?
That's right. It's on average half of the cost of the competition. You can go to food.freetalklive.com, see the chart that compares the Legacy Premium brand to their competition. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch, and even vegetarian and gluten-free options. I had their vegetarian chili. It was very good. They are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders, so it's even better with the free shipping deal. Go to food.freetalklive.com. See the chart, learn more about the Legacy Premium brand, and grab some of them. I think they've even got a sampler pack over there if you're still not sure or you want to see what this is all about. Food.freetalklive.com. This is a prudent purchase for you to make for your own well-being and the well-being of your loved ones. Food.freetalklive.com. So, with you tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Daryl.
Allie, you're learning all of this for the first time, as our listeners are, about the trial of the Trespassive 3 today that wrapped up in Manchester. The defense did the best job they could. They presented a great argument about, rights. The Constitution that's supposed to protect those rights from government encroachment. Although the attorney in the case did say the Constitution gives you the rights. That's not true. The Constitution just enumerates those rights.
Yes.
It just points them out and says, we think that you have these rights, we who signed this Constitution thing, we think these are good rights, you have them. The Constitution says that the government's supposed to respect them. But the government doesn't, and neither do the people in the juries, apparently, because this jury today convicted the folks from Occupy New Hampshire, the three who were basically assembling for their right to have their grievances redressed. Assembling in a peaceful manner is what they were doing, which should be completely constitutionally protected, but unfortunately was not.
Does the results of these jury trials change the way you think about strategies to achieve liberty? Do you feel like because people are so, is it like however you want to feel about this, the way juries vote? Because some of it could be peer pressure, some of it could be they're listening to the authority figure, the judge, and they're voting however they think the judge expects them to. But even if that's the truth, even if it's just they really in their hearts want liberty, but they're just so vulnerable to these forces, does that mean that there needs to be a strategy change? Does that mean that maybe the courts aren't the best place to try to find liberty?
I don't think the courts are the best place. I don't think that the voting booth is the best place. But both of those are places.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And as a couple of the witnesses testified, Occupy was a tactic. There are a lot of tactics for getting a message across and bringing about change. I'm not one of these people that says my tactic is, or my preferred tactic is the only tactic to be used.
Right.
Right.
And if you're not using my tactic, then you're not good enough.
I think all of the tactics should be used. People should go vote. People should run for office. People should commit civil disobedience and go before a jury. Because even though they might not convince the jury at that time that what they did was right, everybody on that jury and everybody in that courtroom and everybody that watches the trial will think about what they saw, what they heard.
Well, sure, yeah, it's like a venue for discussion, of course, but I could see why someone might want to take a plea deal knowing that, you know, juries don't have the best track record of voting in a fair way, even if I feel like...
the American public doesn't have a great track record of voting the right way. So
I know.
Should we just get rid of elections and install a puppet dictator that's propped up by the globalist Illuminati that some people claim the president is?
At least the dictator would have some stake in how the country did instead of just opting out every 4 years. Clean up my messes for me. Fun, democracy.
As far as people taking plea deal, Allie, if you're going to do civil disobedience, then you probably know what your intention. You should have those intentions in the first place. You know, if you're going to stay in the park after dark and the police come along and they say, "Hey, you need to leave now. If you don't leave, we're going to arrest you." That's the point at which you might want to, you know, have thought about what you would do if you were arrested. And I agree with you. The plea deal is an attractive thing. And sometimes taking the plea will result in a lesser sentence. In my case, when I stood in front of the police car a couple of years ago, in a few years now, in Keene, I was offered a plea deal of 60 days in jail. Now, in New Hampshire, it's a two-thirds sentence, so I would only had to have spent, 45 days in jail. Instead, I went to trial, was found guilty on one of the two counts. I was actually found not guilty on the other one, but I was found guilty on one of them, and was sentenced to a 50% harsher sentence. That guy sentenced me to a full year with 9 months suspended, so I got a 90-day sentence, of which I served 60, because, again, the two-thirds. So I served, more time in jail because I went to the jury trial. And but I knew that that was a possibility. And I knew that going to jail was going to be a likely outcome of standing in front of a police car. So,
Do you think having a jury find you guilty makes your case look less valid to people, to the public? If you're writing a story, catching people up on what's going on with your case, and you're promoting it and saying, like, you know, I was wronged by the police, and then a jury of your peers, you know, people might put a lot of stake in juries. I don't know. I don't trust
some
juries.
Some people do.
But from a PR perspective, if you come back and say the jury found me guilty, I wonder how that reflects.
I'd say PR-wise, the public didn't know about what happened to me. There wasn't really any public consumption of that news beyond what was reported on FreeKeene.com. Is the public reading FreeKeene.com, or are people who are interested in the liberty movement and the news from the activists reading FreeKeene? Did the average person in Keene have any idea that Ian Freeman went to jail for 60 days? I don't think so. The average person doesn't even know what the Free State Project is in New Hampshire. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I don't really look at it from a PR perspective anyway. I look at it from what's right perspective. More coming up. You can take control. Free Talk Live. There's more on the way.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We are going to look into the mind of a juror here in moments. We've got audio, exclusive audio, that you will not hear anywhere else. At least, not until Daryl puts his copy online.
Which should be available at 4 p.m. tomorrow.
Okay, so this will be an exclusive, a world exclusive, because you don't get to talk to jurors very often, or at least we don't. I've tried a lot of times, and even with the cash in hand, the jurors will not talk to me. And as you pointed out before, Allie, that makes it pretty clear they're not proud of what they've done. Or at least that's what I think about this. And we'll get back to that here in moments. We'll start the audio. We actually haven't even started it yet. We've been kind of just prefacing it and talking generally about jurors and trials and things like that. 855-450-FREE for your comments. Also, Skype us at lrn.fm. And the Free State Project is your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. Look, things aren't perfect in New Hampshire. We've got work to do. But if we get enough liberty-minded people here, we can make things happen. There are already wonderful things happening here. Dozens of people have been elected. We've had great, successful civil disobedience. And by successful, I mean two things. even the people that got arrested were successful in that they got publicity for their ideas and for this movement. And the people who didn't get arrested were also successful in that they didn't get arrested when they did their civil disobedience in front of the police. So, you know, there's been a lot that's gone on here, not to mention all the media that's being created, multiple radio shows, television shows. Daryl, you're even putting out a newspaper at fbp.cc. Yes. You're a publisher. You've got books available. There's so much media. There's so much outreach going on. And there are so many activists here. We've got the highest concentration of liberty-minded activists in the world. I challenge anyone to refute that statement, and that is only going to get better. We've only got 5% of the 20,000 people that we want to have here. There are 14,000 people who've signed up. Over 1,000 are already here. So 1,000 out of 20,000, we're only at 5% of the move at this point. So there's a lot more growth yet to come here, and it's exciting what's coming in the future as the Free State Project continues to become more influential here. We've already been called, at 5%, we've already been called the greatest threat to the state, the single greatest threat to the state by someone who's in the state house, by a state representative.
And we've got Porkfest coming up, which means more movers.
Right.
A lot of people probably come right after Porkfest, right?
There are people who will come to Porkfest and they will not leave because it's that great.
Wow.
To be amongst other people who get it. But the fact is, the average person doesn't get it. And if they did, then we wouldn't have all these terrible jury decisions. To some extent, the jury is, you know, a representative of the zeitgeist, you know, the spirit of the times, the people, what they think. And the people are, you know, they believe in the state. They believe in the system. Even though Congress has a 9% approval rating, even though people know that politicians tell lies every time their mouths move, people seem to believe they hold two contradictory sets of beliefs about government. On one hand, they know that it's corrupt and that it can't, you know, doesn't seem like it's ever going to get fixed. On the other hand, they still think they need it for some reason.
It's the Orwellian doublethink.
Talking to, you know, regular people who happen to be statists, it's like talking to a battered wife about her relationship or something.
They don't want to leave it.
They don't want to leave, and they make all these excuses, and they think that they need that relationship in their lives in order for them to be good.
That's
or
what they know.
That they deserve it. I don't know where it comes from, but it's, you know, it is really sad, and
well,
it makes me sad that the juries vote this way. It is a sort of a zeitgeist.
It's fear of the unknown, too, right? So you know your abuser. The devil, you know, so to speak. The fear of the unknown is, well, you know what you're getting, and you're used to that.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know what's out there. I mean, oh, my God, if we let people have a Occupy in the park, then people could camp in the park anytime they want to, or at least that's what the prosecuting attorney said. But let's jump into this audio here. This is outside the courthouse today. We found one juror after all the other jurors had walked away and after the bailiffs had turned around and left. I called out to this lady who was sitting in her SUV, and I said, hey.
With her window cracked.
Right. I said, hey, how about $30 for 5 minutes of your time? And she did finally consent. However, she did not consent to having her image captured by us, so all we have is audio of this interaction.
We are talking with one of the jurors in the case today about what happened. And can you tell us what happened when the jurors went back? First of all, what was everyone laughing at? When y'all walked out after closing statements, it sounded like a lot of laughter coming from...
About lunch. Okay. We were having lobster and no lobster.
There wasn't a lobster.
There was not.
Okay. So what happened when you went back to the deliberation room? What was the first vote?
I was divided.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What, do you know, do you recall the number?
I would say 9-3.
9 against or 9 for guilty?
Against, yeah.
Okay. And which one were you?
I was undecided.
Undecided. Okay, so 9-3. I see. So, what were some of the points that that people were making back there?
Mostly, they knew what they were doing. They knew the staying there meant they were gonna face charges or whatever, and they can only stay in the park when they have options.
But Rosa Parks knew that if she did not move to the
absolutely
other end of the bus.
And I felt
So talk about the
how much discussion of civil disobedience was there?
We did. It was. I think it took us longer because we were discussing that. So, you know, it took us a while to convince the three of us that one person was saying not guilty from the beginning. I think the other person did too, and I was on the side. So my reason was that, absolutely. That was what I had in mind the whole time. But we were not here to change a law that is in place. We were here.
So she had it in mind the whole time,
yes.
Meaning she had considered not guilty throughout the whole trial. But yet there's that darn law thing out there that just hung so heavily for her, she couldn't ignore the idea that some politicians had written some stuff down on a piece of paper.
In 1971.
Yeah.
To discuss if they committed a crime or not. So.
Right, but the judge even said if your conscience tells you that the law is wrong, you can still rule not guilty.
Yeah.
Was that clear when he said
that? Yes, that was very clear. Yes. Yeah.
So you were introduced by both the prosecution and the defense to the idea of jury nullification.
Mm-hmm.
Can you, give me a summary of what your understanding of that was?
That we could, it depends on the law, we could uphold it or not. So I understood that no matter what the law says, I can still say, you know, they have the right to be there. And I do believe they have the right to be there. But I also believe that we need to have rules on our society. And if we don't follow those rules, I was telling the people that were in the jury with me, I come from a country where there are not a lot of rules, and my country's not doing very well. So I choose to follow those rules so we can live on a better.
I wonder what country she's talking about.
Somewhere in the Middle East. I'm just going to go out on that limb based on her appearance, but we didn't end up asking her for that detail. I didn't want to give any identifying information away about her. So, continue.
Country.
Do you believe what the prosecution said, that had you as a jury come back with not guilty verdicts, that people would then move into the parks and turn them into campgrounds?
I don't.
Do you think anybody else on the jury believed that?
Yes, some people are very strong about that. So I didn't. I don't think that would change that. No, that I was not convinced by that. But my convincing was in the fact that they knowingly made that mistake. And I think we were not here to decide of whether your movement is right or wrong. We were here because of a different reason. And I think that was what made the guilty vote.
Was there any discussion amongst the jury about the Constitution, the right to assemble,
yeah,
the speech?
Yeah. And when the attorney for them spoke, I was very much with her.
All right, we're going to come back with the remainder of the interview. Your thoughts, welcome if we can sneak in. It's Free Talk Live. More on the way.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172, for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. munitions can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. What is it that goes through the mind of a juror? Well, most people don't get to find out, but we did today, where we were graciously given a 10-minute interview, which was originally only supposed to be 5 minutes, but she seemed to be interested in continuing to answer our questions. So we kept throwing a few at her and ended up paying this lady $30 for her time, which is, you know, not bad. $30 for 10 minutes is not too
bad. Twice what they paid her at the court.
That's right. That's actually what they paid her for both days total.
At the
court. And
that's over three times what I get paid an hour.
Yeah, so not a bad offer, I don't think. And I'm willing to put this kind of money forward because I think it's interesting. I think it's, you know, you don't get to talk to these people. Usually they scurry off and they don't want to talk to you. In fact, you know, one guy was ignoring me as I was asking him whether or not he was proud of what he did as he was getting packed up and putting his stuff in his car. And apparently he was one of the two guys who had police connections. I didn't know that when I was talking to him. But two of the people on this jury for the Occupy New Hampshire folks that were convicted today of criminal trespass were connected directly to the police department.
Yeah, and two of the three male jurors.
Yeah, so I'm going to continue with this audio here, and if we get a chance here, we're going to sneak your calls in toward the end of the show, but I want to make sure we get all the jurors' thoughts out here as we continue. So I just asked her about, you know, was there a discussion of the Constitution in the jury room here?
She omitted the other half of the paragraph, and it kind of nailed it for most of the people that were there. I'm like, you have the right. Absolutely, we all do. We all want a lot of changes, but we also have to have rules to that, and we need to follow those rules. There are all the ways to do these things. There are all the ways to do it, and you can accomplish a lot of things. You don't have to break the laws.
Well, would the jury have convicted? Would this jury have convicted Gandhi or Martin Luther King for a lot of the nonviolent, peaceful, civil disobedience that they committed? Because after all, they were breaking laws.
I said half of them was
half. Great question, Daryl. And shocking answer on her part. That should be an indicator of the kind of people that were sitting on this jury, the kind of obedient, state-worshipping flag wavers that were sitting on this jury. Nothing the government can do is wrong. We'll convict you, even if you're Gandhi or Martin Luther King.
And those are probably some of the same people that would gratefully pay a speeding ticket if they were going one-tenth of a mile an hour over the posted speed limit.
Yeah, thank you, Master. Then, may I have another?
And then thank the police officer. Right. I'm so glad you pulled me over before I hurt somebody.
All right.
I think that's a very sad statement about current society.
Yeah. Trust me, I was very in the middle.
Was it, since you were in the middle and there were two people who were for not guilty right out the gate, was everyone aware that, had you stayed firm, or those folks stayed firm, and maybe if you had, been not guilty, that you could have stayed there, that it wasn't necessary to return a verdict. Was that made clear to you by the court staff?
Yes.
So they felt like, do you feel like they felt pressured into changing their votes?
No, absolutely not. No.
So do you feel like they were convinced into changing from not guilty to guilty? Because they could have stayed not guilty and y'all would have come back with a hung jury.
Yes, and somebody stayed there for a while.
Yeah.
And, we made sure that we read what they gave us and read the charges. And
How is that not pressure? I mean, I just don't know if I believe that.
We stayed there for a while. It was less than an hour.
Yeah.
She's talking about that one person. She says that person stayed there in their position for a while, but they changed their mind. They broke after a while. I have a friend, a longtime friend, who understands the ideas of freedom, who went on a jury in Bradenton, Florida, knew about jury nullification, and voted guilty because that's what the group was doing.
So, I mean, it's
pressure all the way.
Yeah, it's pressure.
To look at it from our side, it's like, how could you be so weak? But I don't know. What if I was in that situation? It was a lot harder than I'm imagining right now.
Read, all the different information that we had with her, and we gave her time to, to get to her own conclusion on her own. And
think
she
about
did,
it.
So.
We'll watch you.
So the fact that this was a Friday afternoon and you guys could have just changed your votes real easily, gone home by lunch, and then had basically a 2.5-day weekend, didn't play into the change of decisions.
No, this is. I've done three trials in the last 3 weeks. It doesn't matter to me, so
they put you on three trials?
Yes.
They like the way she goes.
On a jury for three trials.
On two and one, it got dismissed, so didn't have to sit on that one.
What was the other one?
I'd rather not say.
Okay, no problem. All right, well, you've been very helpful, and I appreciate it. Let me get you some money here.
Yeah, but thank you very much.
Do they pay you $15 a day here?
I have no idea.
What did they give you for lunch? A sub.
No lobster. Are you with who?
Free Press Publications, also with Shire TV.
Okay.
Freekeen.com.
Okay.
A couple more questions going on.
I'll give you my card if you'd like.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe she'll listen to me online.
Very moved by it. It did, but I also have a... I mean, we were talking about how they could have done it on the sidewalk, and I didn't look at the sidewalk very well, but some people said it's a big sidewalk. You could have done it, so...
Would it have surprised you had the police, if they'd gone to the sidewalk, had the police then threatened them and demanded
with
the
loitering? Because that's what they do if you stay on the sidewalk, is they threaten you with loitering.
Yeah, but I heard that they were very clean and they were organized, and I...
No, not littering, loitering.
Oh, I'm sorry. Those are facts that I don't know, so I can't comment on those. We don't know what would have happened if they would have done it, so I can't say one way or another one.
Do you feel that, one more question, do you feel that the Constitution, either of New Hampshire culture of the U.S. can be superseded by city ordinance?
I think there needs to be rules with our society. And hard to answer that, but it shouldn't. But at the same time, you have all these freedoms that our Constitution gives us, but you also have to apply those freedoms the right way.
It is tough to answer that, yeah. Right? Because, you know, you heard all these things about the Constitution. They read some of the Constitution in the trial, but yet there's all these rules, and we need rules. So how does somebody balance that? Well, someone who's unprincipled and doesn't really value the concepts in the Constitution will lean towards what the state says.
And the prosecutor did say the judge won't tell you that this is an unconstitutional law.
Do you think that if she hadn't just been in a jury and found someone guilty for breaking some stupid city ordinance, that she would be going around, "We need rules. Rules. We need rules."
Good question.
I mean, I don't know. It's hard.
Okay, and I'm sure you noticed that when they mentioned the curfew law, they said that it was passed in 1971.
Yeah.
So before 1971, there was no curfew for that park.
Sure.
And before 1971, there were no problems with people having protests past 11 o'clock at night.
Probably.
In that park.
Sure.
So why all of a sudden in 1971 does it become a problem for someone to exercise free speech after 11 o'clock at night in a public place?
I don't know what their reasons to pause the law at that time. There might have been some. I'm not aware of it.
Well, they gave you guys the minutes from the meeting that took place when that ordinance was passed. So yes, what were the reasonings listed?
I looked at the minutes on that. I did not. I did hear that it was reviewed recently. So
we've taken more than we asked for.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For your time.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
All right.
Start safe.
She didn't look at some of the evidence that was given to her to examine carefully.
Well, and she just kind of took the suggestion from the prosecutor that, well, they've reviewed the ordinance within recently. The city council has reviewed the ordinance, and they continued it, so it must be okay. So on one hand, people believe politicians are corrupt. But on the other hand, by the city council, you know, they looked at the ordinance, so it must be totally fine. Let's get Larry in here. He's been waiting patiently listening to I-25 Talk Radio in Colorado. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey guys. Hey, good interview, man. And
thanks.
You know, at least she took the time to answer the question.
She did, and we're almost out of time, and I'm sorry about that, but go quickly.
No, that's okay. Hey, listen, I was on a jury last week, and I was appalled at how that jury went. This guy, it was criminal trespassing, burglar, and assault, and there was no case against him. And
Larry, can you do me a favor? I really want to hear your story in detail. Can you make a note? Call this show tomorrow at 7 o'clock at night Eastern time. I think you're in Mountain over there. You know, 5 o'clock your time. Give us a call back. I want to get you on. I want to hear your full story, okay?
Yeah, I'll come back tomorrow.
Thanks, Larry. We'll get you on right out the gate tomorrow. I appreciate your call tonight. And it's been Ian, Allie, and Daryl. You can find more at freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
Save now, $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Save On Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save On Meds, 888-6969-363, 888-6969-363.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.